human memory can hold 5 pieces of information in short-term memory. And, you know, anybody in a busy clinical environment, whether it's a clinic, an operating room, or an ICU, is getting overwhelmed all day with information. I mean, if your pager's going off and you're talking on the phone and 2 or 3 people are tugging on your sleeve and you're trying to read or, you know, write something in a chart, almost by definition, you've exceeded the ability of your brain to kind of manage and capture all that information. And, I mean, it's very clear that we are extremely good at singular or dual task performance, but yet the system we're working in is now routinely asking people to do things that, in fact, they're not wired or trained to do. We also know fatigue has a huge impact on human performance, on cognitive processing ability, the ability to process complex information. And, you know, for example, Drew Dawson's data from Nature would indicate that 24 hours without sleep is equivalent to a blood alcohol of 0.10. But yet routinely, people work, physicians work after they've been on call all night, nurses work double shifts, et cetera. And as we are in this kind of 24/7 business, I think we need to be a little wiser about our staffing and how we schedule people, since fatigue certainly does affect their performance and, frankly, the potential for error. Stress is another factor, and some of the data from Bob Helmreich at the University of Texas comparing surgeons and pilots, commercial pilots, when they were asked whether stress, extreme stress, emergency situations, difficulty in their personal lives affected their performance, almost 2/3 of the surgeons said absolutely not. The human factors literature will very strongly argue to the contrary. For example, we know a well-trained physician, nurse, pharmacist can take the correct drug vial off the shelf 999 times out of 1,000 in a calm, relaxed environment. In a very stressful environment, let's say a patient's had a cardiac arrest or somebody blew his line on the floor, the error fraction associated with the same task may go up as high as 25%. So certainly stress and, you know, acute stress actively degrades performance. Multitasking, I think I alluded to a little earlier in this answer that, you know, today's care environment involves a lot of fractured, interrupted multitasking. And probably the simplest example of how multitasking degrades performance is the track record of people driving cars and talking on cell phones. And, you know, all put together, what we find is that the modern-day care environment, and to some extent the modern-day world, has very rapidly changed to one where multiple fragmented activities are required of individuals. And that's not something that we do well, even if we're highly skilled and highly experienced. And so really the best answer to that is to work collectively in a team with a group of people to really kind of keep us in the same movie and headed toward the same common goal.